From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings part three of a message called Unfailing Guidance for the Unknown Future, as he continues this series of studies in the book of Joshua. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from Morning by Morning by Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Ruth chapter 2 and verse 2. Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn. Downcast and troubled Christian, come and glean today in the broad field of promise. Here are abundance of precious promises which exactly meet thy wants. Take this one. He will not break the bruised reed, nor quench the smoking flax. Doth not that suit thy case? A reed, helpless, insignificant, and weak. A bruised reed, out of which no music can come. Weaker than weakness itself. A reed, and that reed bruised. Yet he will not break thee. But on the contrary, will restore and strengthen thee. Thou art like the smoking flax. No light, no warmth can come from thee. But he will not quench thee. He will blow with his sweet breath of mercy till he fans thee to a flame. Wouldst thou glean another ear? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What soft words! Thy heart is tender, and the Master knows it, and therefore he speaks so gently to thee. Wilt thou not obey him and come to him even now? Take another ear of corn. Fear not, thou worm Jacob. I will help thee, saith the Lord and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. How canst thou fear with such a wonderful assurance as this? Thou mayest gather 10,000 such golden ears as these. I have blotted out thy sins like a cloud, and like a thick cloud thy transgressions. Or this, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Or this, the Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Our Master's field is very rich. Behold the handfuls. See, there they lie before thee, poor, timid believer. Gather them up, make them thine own, for Jesus bids thee take them. Be not afraid, only believe. Grasp these sweet promises, thresh them out by meditation, and feed on them with joy.
Set me free.
In the 18th chapter of Luke's Gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ presented a parable to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. If ever there was a time when believers in the Lord Jesus Christ needed to pray, surely it is now. The moral condition of our land, the apparent powerlessness of our churches, cry out for God's people to seek the Lord earnestly for revival. To encourage true Christians in the urgent need to pray, Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer, free of charge, copies of a powerful message by Jonathan Edwards, one of the greatest Christian leaders and thinkers this country has ever produced. The title is typical of Edwards' time, a humble attempt to promote explicit agreement and visible union of God's people in extraordinary prayer for the revival of religion and advancement of Christ's kingdom on earth. Don't let the title put you off. This is a message for this hour. In a 20-page booklet form, Edwards' sermon calls upon believers to unite in earnest prayer for God to come in reviving power upon His church. The great revivals of history have always come as the result of fervent prayer, sometimes on the part of just a few Christians who were burdened to seek God for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in revival power. That power is still available for those who will seriously seek it. To obtain your free copy of this message, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you wish, you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615, and ask for Edwards on Prayer. The address again is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for the message Edwards on Prayer, and we'll be happy to send you a free copy. The text for this message is Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, which records the preparations for the children of Israel to cross the Jordan and begin their conquest of Canaan. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord will be carried before the people by the priests. And in verse 4, Joshua tells the nation, "Ye have not passed this way heretofore." As Dr. Cairns has shown, there is here a note of obscurity, of the unknown. And yet there's also a note of opportunity. Israel had failed God many times in the previous 40 years. Now new opportunities lay before them. Although they were facing battles and danger, the children of Israel were to make a discovery that is true for all the people of God. The future cannot confront us with anything new, with anything that the saints before us have not encountered. The truths about God and His Word will be just as reliable for us as they have been for all before us. Then the future may be unknown, but it is not uncertain. Israel did not know the way through Canaan, but God did, and he had promised to guide his people. Now, to continue this message, Unfailing Guidance for the Unknown Future, here is Dr. Cairns.
Job didn't understand the purpose of God. Maybe you're in that position this morning and you're asking what Job was asking. Why? 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 Why has the Lord allowed this? Why has the Lord done that? Why am I enduring this affliction? Why am I going through that trouble? Job was in trouble and he didn't know why. People came to tell him why. But for Job to believe his comforters, he would have to have been a liar. Their whole thesis was, you must be a hypocrite. If you hadn't been a hypocrite, then this wouldn't have happened to you. For bad things don't happen to good people. That was their whole thesis. And if Job had given in to them, as many times we tend to do, because we jump to the same conclusion, we say, well, it must be a punishment, it must be a judgment. And we start manufacturing things. In other words, we become, in a very spiritual sense, liars. But Job wouldn't do that. He said, what you're saying is untrue. But I still don't know why this is happening. I can't see my way. But then he said, in the 23rd chapter, which is one of the great chapters, not only of Job, but of the Bible, at least in some of the statements there, you'll find some of the greatest expressions that any Christian can ever make. And he says in verse 10, he knoweth the way that I take. He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. The Lord knows my way. Isn't that the promise of the very first psalm? The first psalm is a psalm that falls into two parts. The blessed man, the ungodly man, the saved man and the lost man. And at the end of the psalm it says in verse 6, the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. Again, the psalmist said in Psalm 139, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Now you're getting down to the fine details of life there. The psalmist deliberately speaks of the most insignificant things that a person can do. You know when I sit down. You know when I stand up. You know when I go out. You know when I come in. You know every detail about me. It's the very same idea as the Lord Jesus inculcated when he said, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. What a comfort this is, that our way is not uncertain just because we don't know it. The psalmist again said in the 142nd Psalm, verse 3, when my spirit is overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. Let it sink in this morning. You may be here in great perplexity. You may be here with a great sense of foreboding. You may be here with questions. And they have bred doubts and fears, distress and despair. You may even have been brought to the place where you think, there's no hope for me. I've entered this year under such a cloud. There's no hope for me. Listen. When my spirit is overwhelmed, the Lord knows my path. And the one who knows the path guides his people all the way. We look at this passage we read this morning. The ark went out before Israel. Up until now it had been the pillar of fire and cloud. But now it's the ark that goes out before Israel. And the Lord tells these people, when the ark moves, you follow. The Lord guides through the untrodden paths. I love the words of David in Psalm 32 and 8. This is the psalm, or one of the psalms, that David prayed, I believe, after his great sin and shame with Bathsheba. David lifted up his heart to God. He confessed, when I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. When I failed to confess my sin, when I kept silent about my sin, then everything in me dried up. You know, that's the experience of every Christian. If you can live happily with unconfessed sin, if you can live and flourish while you've not any real communion with God, you have the infallible proof that you've never been born again. But oh, if unconfessed sin is like a roaring in your bones, it's a dullness in your body, it's a dryness in your soul, it takes the joy out of life, the peace out of life, takes away the desire for life even, then thank God you're standing where David stood. David said, I will confess my sin. He called on the Lord. And listen to what the Lord's answer was as he forgave him. I will instruct thee. I will teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. We stand at the beginning of a year, an unknown future, but a God who knows the way. And we can say again with David, this God is our God. He will be our guide even unto death. He guides us all the way. And that leads me to the final observation. This is from verses 3 and 4 together. That the way to know the Lord's guidance for the future is to follow Him in the present. The way to know the Lord's guidance for the future is to follow Him in the present. The ark is a clear picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Emmanuel. Now look at verse 3. When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then shall ye remove from your place and go after it. Go after it. Now watch it carefully. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Many commentators believe this was out of reverence. It's undoubtedly true that there had to be reverence, but I think had that been the case, that injunction would have been given as soon as the ark was made, and as soon as it was moved. But this is the first time this injunction appears. Verse 4 goes on to tell us the real reason for the 2,000 cubits. And here it is. In order, come not near unto it, in order that ye may know the way by which ye must go. You see, on the plain of Jordan, as they were moving over that flat land, The Lord said, stand well back so that every one of you will be able to see the ark. What a picture this is for us. Keep a clear view of Christ. That's the message. As you enter 1995, keep a clear view of Christ. Don't let other things come in between you and Him. Don't let anything becloud your vision of the Savior. Understand your Savior. Perceive Him in every situation and follow Him wherever He goes and wherever He leads. And the future stretching out before. Don't be worrying about guidance way out into the future. What you've got to be concerned about is following the Lord today. Keeping the Lord in view today. Knowing the will of God today is the surest guarantee of doing the will of God tomorrow. Don't let anything, therefore, cloud your vision of Christ. That's why Joshua said in verse 5, sanctify yourselves. Sanctify yourselves. Put away uncleanness. Let us determine by the grace of God this first Sabbath morning of the year to deal with sin. Does the Lord put His hand in your heart today? Does He finger your soul? Does He isolate particular sin that is yet unconfessed and undealt with? Well, the command is, sanctify yourselves today. Bring that sin to the altar. Bring that sin to the blood. Bring that sin to Christ. Have done with lesser things. Let us know the cleansing virtue and value of the Lord Jesus Christ. Put away uncleanness. And as the tenor of this whole passage suggests, keep your eyes on the Lord and keep your ear open to His Word. We have these two thoughts in these opening verses. Hearing the word of God. God spoke to Joshua. Joshua spoke to the people. The people heard. That's the command. Keep your eyes on the Lord. And keep your ears open to His word. How often we have thought of the famous words of Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. When we go astray, it's when we fail to acknowledge the Lord. When we go astray, it's when we get our eyes off the Lord and we turn a deaf ear to the word of the Lord and we willfully strike out on our own. He says, there is your ark. There is your Christ before you. Get a clear vision of Him. Make sure nothing obscures your sight of Christ. Make sure nothing deafens your ears to the word of Christ. Put away every sin that is turning you away from Christ and follow Him. The way to have guidance for the future is to follow the Lord in the present. Knowing the will of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.